Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Bill Wagner, a presenter at the LCMS Emergency Services Chaplaincy Day Conference. Dr. Wagner, following the Emergency Services Chaplaincy Day Conference is another conference for the Specialized Pastoral Ministry, and it's May 5th through the 7th. Tell us about this conference.
Well, this conference will bring together all specialized pastoral ministers. That would be people that would be working with various kinds of institutions, hospitals, nursing homes, and so forth. But they would also be, in any kind of special pastoral ministry. So we'll bring these folks together. This is kind of a Midwest conference that we're holding it in St. Louis because we have many specialized pastoral ministers in this area. And so it's easy for them to get to the conference, which, we hope that they take availability to.
Very good. Very good. And so what areas do specialized pastoral ministers serve in?
Well, as I mentioned, they would work in the areas of hospitals, of various kinds of institutions. They might work in prison ministry. They might work in areas that, industry. You know, there have been, in many recent years, there have been various types of chaplaincies that have opened. And so anyone that would be working in anything other than basically parish ministry might be considered to be a specialized pastoral minister.
Mm-hmm. And how does this conference, the realm of the left hand, tell us about that particular theme, that topic?
Well, this is Luther's idea of the kingdom of the right hand and the kingdom of the left hand, or the realm of the right and left hand, being that the left hand would be the civil, and the right hand would be that of the realm of the church, of religion, the gospel proclamation. And in our society today, and working in a society that's pluralistic, in which there are many different denominations, in which we talk about the freedom of religion in our society, that as chaplains, we're working with these people in other various backgrounds, as well as with emergency service chaplains in the civil realm as well. And so working with that, it's, how do you do that in a society in which you have many different faiths and backgrounds that you're dealing with? And so that's what the conference will deal with, is effective ministry with these, being and realizing that actually both realms belong to God.
Right, right. Who will be presenting at this conference?
The presenter at this conference will be the Dr. Joel Bierman, who is a professor of systematic theology at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis.
Very good, very good. And any anticipation of how many might be attending this conference and the Emergency Services Chaplaincy Day Conference?
We're anticipating a audience of about 50 for the main SPM conference. We don't know exactly how many we might have at the chaplaincy one, because that's the emergency service, because this is the first time we're doing that conference and adding that piece to the specialized ministry conference.
Very good. Very good. And we've talked a little bit about who may attend this conference, those who are serving in some of those specialized ministry conference, or in those specialized ministries. How can they find out more about this event and get signed up?
Registration is available on the Synod website, especially the link that goes to Specialized Pastoral Ministry. And there they can sign up. There's registration there online that they can do and become involved with the conference.
Very good. And so that's on the website, the LCMS website?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we would find that under Specialized Pastoral Ministry?
Right. That would be a special link connected to it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Well, it sounds like a great event for those serving in this field. What if we live in a community where perhaps we don't have a chaplain? Maybe we know someone who works in emergency services or in a setting where a chaplain might be helpful. Any thoughts on how we might get, how we might help maybe our pastor or another pastor in the area get involved and serve in one of these specialized pastoral ministry settings?
Well, to begin with, as far as emergency service chaplains are concerned, that, you know, they need to contact their fire chief or their police chief to see whether they would want to have a chaplain for their department. Once that's done, there are trainings that are available through the Federation of Fire Chaplains, as well as the International Conference of Police Chaplains, as well as a course that's held each year at Concordia Seminary for 1 week that are available for the training of full people to do this. So, but again, it you know, it depends on the department wanting to have a chaplain or not. As far as the chaplains that are serving institutions or pastoral counselors or clinical pastor education, that they would need to get the training that comes through various agencies and get the endorsement of those agencies to participate there as well.
Very good, very good. To for more information on specialized pastoral ministry, I have a number here at the International Center that that listeners can call, 314-996-1312, or you can visit the website we were talking about that earlier, lcms.org/SPM, standing for Specialized Pastoral Ministry. What are you looking forward to most about these conferences?
Well, I think the educational events that that happen, the information that's given, plus the fact that it's fellowship. It's a time to encourage and to be together with one another for networking, because there are times when, you know, we do need to contact each other for support, for information, and what helps is you get to know other people that are working in these fields for the benefit of camaraderie as well.
Very good, very good. Well, as we wrap up our conversation, anything else you'd like to share with us about the upcoming specialized pastoral ministry conferences or educational events?
Well, I think, you know, just the encouragement for people to sign up and to get involved, because it's going to be a great event. Mm-hmm. It's going to have a lot of benefits. I think the topics that we're dealing with are certainly topics that are current, that are dealing in our society and with our ministries today. So encouraging people, especially working with emergency services, that they sign up and get involved with the conference.
Very good. Again, lcms.org/SPM, or you can call 314-996-1312. We've been talking with the Reverend Dr. Bill Wagner, presenter at the LCMS Emergency Services Chaplaincy Day Conference, coming up here in the not-so-distant future, coming up May, let's see, 4th is the Emergency Services Chaplaincy Day Conference.
All
and
right.
Then May 5th through the 7th is the Specialized Pastoral Ministry in the Realm of the Left Hand Conference, both taking place right here in the St. Louis area at Our Lady of the Snows Retreat and Conference Center. Dr. Wagner, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your opportunity.
Sure. God's blessings.
And you too.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Hope you can stick around for that, listeners, as we dig into Luke chapter 4 today with the Reverend Dr. Herb Miller. We're going to study Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 44, right here on Lister Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.